Welcome to the Aussie Villains podcast as we look at the Tottenham game coming up tonight, midnight in Queensland, 10 o'clock in WA, 1 o'clock in Victoria, New South Wales, wherever you're watching around the world. This is the Aussie Villains podcast. Going hand solo tonight, this is Paul, and hopefully I do your questions a bit of justice.
Argentina's year, and it's an Argentinian, Emi Buendia, that scores the first Premier League goal of 2023. Davis, Højbjerg, Son, Kane. He swung his boot at it. Just wasn't the right body shape, but Tottenham creating a chance for their number 10.
Yeah, a couple of quicker, sharper one-touch passes there.
Son back into Kane. By Kamara. This is McGinn. Buendia was screaming for it. This is Douglas Luiz, and Aston Villa get their second. Two goals in the second half for Aston Villa, and Tottenham again go two down in a game. It's a familiar sinking feeling for Antonio Conte.
Huge game with results overnight for us against Spurs, the international break. How will it change the results for us, or how we go into the game? And the same for Spurs. So it's Paul flying hand solo today. Boys have a lot of things to do, and obviously we'll be watching the game. So with the overnight results, 13 games, Arsenal on 30 points, Man City drew with Liverpool, so Man City on 29, Liverpool on 28, Tottenham, who we're playing tonight, on 26, and we're on 25, with the chance to go fourth if we beat Tottenham tonight, but also even with a point there, we'd be just solidifying that fifth place. We're 2 points ahead of Newcastle and a game ahead of Brighton. And then obviously Man United also have a game in hand. So we're playing away. It's going to be interesting to see what the lineup will be. I'd expect Martinez. I think Dean has definitely proven his worth. Had a really great season. Torres, Konsa, Cash. I think Cash will still slot in there. I think a lot of people will disagree with this. I think just on form, I'd be starting Tielemans, Luiz, Kamara, McGinn. Watkins up front, Diaby, just, you know, that floating role just behind him, creating havoc there. We know that Son will be up front. Maybe they'll play Kulaveski and Johnson just with him. Bentancur, Højbjerg, Saar, Adogi, Davies, Dyer, Porro and Vicario. I just love the fact we've got Martinez. Look, I'm a massive Ange Postecoglou fan. I wish him no luck in this whatsoever. Very, very, you know, he's had a great season. But in the end, with all the plaudits, with everything, right now as we speak, we're 1 point behind Tottenham. We have a superior goal difference. We have currently scored the third most goals in the Premier League as well. This is where we've got to make our move. It's the away form. Our away form, we're in 13th. We've played six games away. 1-2, drawn one, and three losses. A negative six goal difference. I know that came realistically in the two games against Liverpool and Newcastle, but it's our away form. And we're behind, you know, teams like West Ham, Everton, Crystal Palace, you know, Brentford, Wolves on our away form. Our home form, absolutely impeccable, as we know. Six from six. But if you're going to make a charge for Europe, you've got to win away, at least not lose these away games. We'll come to my score predictions a little bit later, but that was my lineup. Be interested to see what yours is. Going to answer some questions from Twitter, from the Twitterverse, and we'll answer some if they're on our Facebook feeds as well. So our Twitter feed is Aussie Villains, capital A, capital V. So at Aussie Villains. So a couple of questions today from the Twitter feed there. So the first one is from Ian Orman, always a fantastic supporter of the pod. Evening, boys. Any sign of Duran playing, or is the rumoured bust-up permanent? Good to see you back after the break. We appreciate it, Ian. That international break can be pretty hard sometimes, can't it? Maybe it's a chance to catch up with friends. I don't think it's a... You know, he's young. I don't think it's the bust-up's permanent, if it is a bust-up at all. This is where you've got to put your big boy pants on. And certainly fight for your spot. The best answer is get out there on the practice field, get on there and just show the team what you can do, head down, bum up. You know, sometimes it's hard in any workplace. I've been there as well where things aren't going quite the way you want. And my experience in my 50 years is the best way to go about it is just to kind of pull your head in a bit. Yeah, you might be upset, but just go about it. Do the best job you can. Oh, I think he will be back. Just got to, you know, come back, do the hard work. And then when he gets the chance, he's got to take him. It's really hard when you're not getting those chances. But, you know, we're under no illusions when we signed him that he was a project, a longer-term project. So hopefully, Ian, that's given my answer, and I'd love to hear what your response there is. Billy Wiz, World Football Chat, another fantastic supporter of the pod, asks, will we go shopping in the January sales? Now, it is the Black Friday sales all around the world, and especially Australia at the moment. I've done plenty of shopping in them. I can't imagine our, with, you know, still having the European charge, you know, come January over the next few weeks, we're still going to be in contention for Europe. So I've got absolutely no doubt in the world we will go shopping. I think we'll shore up the back and midfield. A lot of people will be calling out for a striker, but I just don't think that's where we're going to go in January. It's not a good time of year to buy strikers unless someone is desperately unhappy where they are. You're paying overs regardless. Could we see a loanee striker come in potentially? But there's no doubt in my mind these owners will be going shopping in January. Once again, anyone, Billy Wiz as well, get your answers in there. But no, there's no doubt in my mind at all. So we'll go and have a look on the Facebook group as well. So our Facebook group is Aussie Villains, but I really recommend, you know, if you choose to come look for us, we'd certainly take you in onto the page. We love it. It's where we get a lot of banter and everything. So it's Aussie Villains Podcast and Villa Chat on Facebook. So Aussie Villains Podcast and Villa Chat. And couple questions here as well, so let's go and have a look. First one, thank you, old man. It's my dad, Gary. Where will Villa finish this year, and what do you think will happen to Chelsea and Man City? That's a really tough one. We've had a bit of a talk about this, old man. I think we're going to finish third. I've been saying it for a fair while now. I think we're actually going to make the Champions League. I just think something very special is brewing. A lot of teams, like we just saw Manchester City and Liverpool took points off each other last night. You could say they gained a point each, but they also negated that 3-point possibility for them. I think we'll finish third. What do you think will happen to Chelsea and Man City? I suppose I'll answer it in two ways. One is what should happen based on the amount of charges, based on, you know, articles you read, without knowing the finer details. They both should be relegated with quite a large point deduction. The problem being is, you know, it opens up so many doors. What should happen is should be a massive relegation, massive points. What do I think happened? Well, Everton lost 10 points. So, yeah. What I think will happen, it'll be somewhere around the 15 to 20 point mark is my mind. Now, it's really weird because I thought, well, if this is a real chance of getting up, go and have a look on betting sites and see, just, you know, have a look and see what Man City, you know, that kind of thing are paying for the title. And they're basically were odds on. So, you know, normally the betting companies won't take risks. So that's a bit of a worry. But they should be relegated and lose 30 to 40 points. What will happen? It'll be somewhere in between, in my mind. They've got to go harder than they did on Everton. But they're also, look,
Are they worried about things like the breakaway, you know, the Super League and everything that they were talking about or whatever? I don't even want to give it the proper name. Saying that, I think, you know, if you're a Man City supporter or a Chelsea supporter, you say, well, look, if you punish us, look what's going to happen, the European Super League or whatever the darn thing's going to would be called. That's, you know, that's a bit of a sookie la-la. You might as well be an Indian cricket supporter that's been throwing comments around lately on social media. Many, and I just want to say 99% of Indian cricket fans are absolutely brilliant. It's the 1% that, same as any country. So, yeah, what will happen? What should happen? The things are quite different there as well. Thanks for the question, mate. Really, really appreciate it, my old man. Josh Chef Donishy, with the prospect of going third, when do you think we'll be taken seriously? Look, the media pundits and so-called experts, they'll look to fault us wherever they can, most of them, let's be honest. They're not the biggest Villa fans. If you're listening to the main podcast and you listen to 606 with Robbie, absolute dickhead savage, they won't take us seriously even if we bloody won the thing. But I would 100% say that every single manager who's coming up against Villa is taking us seriously, and we take ourselves seriously. So I definitely get that. And Josh, just to follow up, you said our favourite saying will be coming around a lot this year. Do you want to bet against us? Which is just one of the greatest Villa quotes of all time. I don't care if they don't take it seriously on the last day and we're a chance to win the title. You know, we villains stick together there, Josh. They'll take it seriously when it's too late, is my answer to that one. So it was really late notice for people, so really appreciate the information there. Guys, if anyone saw Tyrone Mings' post up this week, it did send a few alarm bells for a few people. It was grateful for all your support. I'll share an update with you all later today. So I think that worried a lot of people as well. So it's, haven't heard too many bad things there. Guys, I also recommend you listen to the Aston Villa singing the new updated Ezri Konsa song. So at the start of this podcast, we had the old one. But certainly listen to the new one. I love it. It's basically... To Rhythm is a Dancer. I know other clubs have done it for their players, but it sounds pretty darn cool. Rhythm is a dancer. Konsa is the answer. He'll win the ball from anywhere. Wins him with his right foot. Wins him with his left foot. You should see him in the air. Whoa. Ezri Konsa. Anyway, that was really bad version. It sounds far better when you've got, you know, a few hundred people in a pub or walk into the ground. So give that I know Football from the Stands had it as a post not long ago, back I think early in November, but Josh also put that up on our group page as well. So thanks for the questions, guys. We always appreciate them. It's a big part of what we do in this show as well. Now, we did also put up on Twitter, at Aussie Villains, a question earlier, a few days ago. It's been really interesting to see how many people have come to it. So yeah, it was a couple of days ago. It's still got a few hours. But the question was, £30 million in your account tonight, but you can never follow or watch Villa again. Do you take it? So that's £30 million in your account tonight, but you can never follow or watch Villa again. Do you take it? Okay, so there was 1,016 votes as I speak, which is really awesome. Thank you so much for those people who responded. That's a massive, massive 1,016 votes. 54% of Villa supporters said they would take the $30 million. 54%. So we're looking at, you know, 550 people. 35% said never. 11% said not sure. So that's still over 100 people not sure, and 450 more than that, like 500-odd people voted they would. Few funny answers there. So Danny H, he just put David Villa is decent, but I'll take the $30 million. I like that. Barmy Holtender, no amount of money will replace the love we have for this great club. It doesn't matter how complete we think we should be, there would always be something missing. So, you know, there's others. There's others out there as well, like Let It Fly with the Money. Lee 1982 AVFC said. John C said, not possible, it's in the blood. A couple other people, Aiden. shaped by sport, right, took this far too seriously, I think. Yeah, there was a lot of different responses there as well. So have a look at that one. If you've got time, give it a vote and we'll see where that ends up. But it's basically, you know, over 50% of people said they would take it, with 11% not so sure. Now, it'd be interesting if we could put that on a lie detector test, how many villains would actually take that as well. So we'll go back to tonight. Look, it's going to be played in the middle third, isn't it? Both teams play high lines. Both teams love controlling the ball. So you could see definitely some diagonals, a lot of other over-the-top plays, a few hearts and mouths, a few, you know, very, very close offsides. They're going to come at us. It's going to really suit us, I think, because... you know, both the high lines. There is no way an Ange Postecoglou team is going to sit back, especially at home as well. So I'm really, really looking forward to this game tonight. Look, we haven't had a fantastic record over the past, you know, few years against Tottenham. We've had a couple of good results. You know, we beat them back in May, 2-1, and before that we'd beaten Tottenham 2-0 in January to start the year, but a lot of really poor results beyond that. I think we'd lost quite a few in a row, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, we'd lost about 8 in a row before the last year, so it hasn't been good hunting for us. I cannot wait for this game. Like, you know, years ago, we were travelling into Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London, and years ago, or even a year or two ago, would have been really worried about how we're going to approach this, but there's going to be chances for both teams. We are certainly going to have our chances in this game. If we can score early, or even in the first half, the pressure's going to be all on Spurs. You know, they, for the first time since Ange has taken over, they're under a little bit of pressure. So, you know, their last couple of results haven't been great. They were thumped by Chelsea and then lost to Wolves. So, yeah, they're going to be under a little bit of the pump there. So it's going to be very interesting. I think we'll take this one. I think we're going to win this 3-1. I think we're going to score 2 goals early on. They're going to score early into the second half. Give us a little bit of a fear, and then we're going to put it away with a few minutes to go. So we're going to go 3-1, and that'll take us up into... because the goal difference won't get us past Liverpool, but that would take us up into fourth. We have a really massive win tonight. We'd need to... improve our goal difference by 5, but we would actually go into third. A win will have Villa 2 points off Arsenal on top. Now, I think this is a thing when people are talking about expectations. Even a point away to Tottenham would be far different to what we were. A point away to Tottenham would have us 4 points off top, but it would have us 3 points off second and really fighting for that spot, those automatic qualification spots. I think it's, you know, probably a bow too far at the moment. But just think, if Man City does get a massive points deduction, we move up a spot automatically. So do we want clubs to suffer? No, but if you cheat, if you've broken the rules, then too bad, too sad. So, you know, that's also a possibility as the season progresses. Someone asked before, as we said, about signings in January. I certainly think that Europe is well on the radar now. So 3-1's my score prediction. We're going to have a very happy week post the international break, which I just can't stand the international break. So I don't know. I've lost my passion for the international game. It's Villa or bust. This is the Aussie Villains podcast. Oz Paul, your semi-host tonight. Let's hope that everyone is really excited tonight when we take on Tottenham. As always, up the Villa. Thanks for joining us for the Aussie Villains podcast. Get us at Aussie Villains on Twitter. Get me at Paul_football with the rest of the boys. And let's just absolutely hope we've put Spurs to the sword. This is the Aussie Villains podcast.